Welcome, inmates, Padawans. My name is Captain Mike. I am your host here for Heroes Asylum. We're doing a midweek check-in. A lot of news has come up since we dropped our regular weekend show. We did that on Monday, just like we always do here at Heroes Asylum. Obviously, you guys are here listening to us, so thank you for downloading, subscribing. Hopefully, you guys subscribe to us. And we also have a midnight movie show that our podcast that we also do on a sister channel. If you guys are interested in any of those, go to our website at heroesasylum.com. You'll be able to check those out. And we do a movie watch along. We've been doing that for about over a year now for the midnight movies. And you can check that out with my normal co-host here on the show, Kane. But this week it's been sort of busy, honestly, with some news coming down from a lot from DC, it seems like. We started off the week with huge bunch of rumors. Everything from JJ picking up Constantine and doing a Constantine movie. The rumors then at that point kicked in that Keanu Reeves was going to be coming back for that movie. The news, of course, is still out there. I haven't seen anything out there yet. Sorry, folks. Let me down. I had a channel come up that shouldn't have popped up there. So what we have, we also had rumors, Zatanna movie was being in works, because there has been rumors ever since J.J. Abrams came over to DC and WB that there was, a work of him possibly doing a Justice League Dark. I would love to see that. Here at Heroes Asylum, we would love to see that. We're big fans of the Justice League Dark. But I think what they need to do is introduce what the rumors were, and it kind of was making sense to me, was introduce those characters very similar to the MCU. It's very similar to any story. We don't want to constantly refer back to the MCU, but pretty much every story, you introduce one person, then the next person, and then they're brought in as a group. So that rumor started going around, with Keanu coming back. There was also the rumor, which I laughed when I read it, that Ryan Reynolds was coming back for Green Lantern. And honestly, they just would not happen. That one, I'm not buying. But then just yesterday, we got another news that basically debunked everything. It says DC rumors shot down. Ben Affleck, Batman, Ryan Reynolds, Green Lantern, Justice League, and Constantine and Batgirl. Basically, it kind of just got shot down that, hey, these were just rumors that started. Of course, we have to watch the internet with all the rumors out there, and you just got to watch the sites you get. But this one actually came from The Wrap, and The Wrap is one of the better sites to trust. Them and Deadline are really very good. They're the underground sites that are more accurate than anything else, and of course, you're always going to want to trust the bigger sites out there. But this one here, they were showing this. It was from Roberto Gonzalez. And it looks like he took to Twitter and basically he was saying, hey, guys, back those rumors are just rumors. Sure, they're going to be working on stuff along those lines, but that's not going to be happening. Ben is most likely signed his contract, just like what we kind of reported earlier this week. He's pretty much signed his contract for HBO Max project, and that's basically the Justice League movie. They are Michael Keaton. There's no talk of a Batman Beyond just yet. He's still in the negotiation process. Batgirl will not become the new Batman Beyond, because there was another mention of that if they did do anything with Michael, they'd want to try to do a Batman Beyond series, and then it got twisted that it would become Batgirl. There's talking also, there was a reboot of DC through a Justice League reboot, rebirth movie. Again, just bunking at all of that. Again, Ryan Reynolds, Green Lantern, no. We just, anybody that has that. There is a Zatanna movie in development, and it has been for a while, but there's no writers hired yet. And is Ezra Miller still playing Flash? Yes. So, I mean, this guy pretty much answered all your questions straight out of the gate. So again, internet rumors, get everybody's blood pumping, get just that side of your brain, that geek side that just wants to dissect and just imagine, hey, this would be amazing if they would do this, this, and this. And I love doing that. Don't get me wrong, guys. I'm a big fan of doing that. But this is pretty much what all that was, the rumors that were coming out. So sorry for busting your bubbles. But, you know, we do have more news to talk about. Now, another piece that came out this week has to do, again, DC World. Margot Robbie, Birds of Prey sequel, looks like it was definitely canceled. It's been reported that a Margot Robbie series was canceled. The info came from Giant Freaking Robot, who's a source. They've been pretty good on some of the inside sources. But it looks as though they just weren't too happy with the direction it was going. And it looks as though, you know, Margot Robbie and her Birds of Prey writer Christina Hodson will attempt to just carry over that same kind of approach in that new Disney Pirates of the Caribbean movie. I'm, you know, if you guys listened to our last episode for Heroes of Silent that came out this past Monday, we did sort of, was it this Monday? Maybe it might have been the week before. I do apologize. We did talk about that, about the possibility of that movie coming out. And I'd be completely fine with it. There are pirate, female pirates out there. My whole thing is it just can't be all female. It should be a mix. And again, I do agree that there needs to be a mix. All male casting. It's a thing of the past. We have a mixture now in our society, and we expect a mixture now, not just male, female, you know, and also our races, our colors. And we just have to have that. We are in a world of mixture now, and we just have to deal with that. And if anybody's out there that doesn't like it, I do apologize, but that's just what you have to accept now. And I just feel when we go one-sided, where we just say, hey, you know, we're going to just do an all-female cast in a situation where men would be around, it just feels like that's taking a step backwards. It's you know, I'm going to do it to you what you did to me. And I don't think that's a good, healthy way of, you know, moving forward. There are times I believe, you know, you should have a full, you know, female cast. Yes. A full Asian cast, a full African-American cast. Completely get that. You're going to do if when you go to do Black Panther number 2, I expect a full black cast there, you know, Mulan. Shang-Chi, you have those movies coming down the pike, Asian cast, completely understand that. But when you know it's a time frame that there was a mixture of, I especially when it comes to the pirates, I believe there should be a good mix on that. So hopefully, you know, we won't see much on Birds of Prey. I can't say I was a fan, but I understood what they tried to do. And I understand as a comic book fan, I was not happy with how they treated the characters I know. And it's not that they made them go act a certain way. It was that they weren't those characters. They didn't catch the soul and the essence of those characters. They completely missed it and just made this weird story. And that's just what I feel like we kind of missed on that. So I can't wait to hear what Kane has to say, especially about the Birds of Prey. I'm sure we'll talk about it this coming Sunday. So that is it for Birds of Prey. And next, this one came from Deadline, again, one of our more reliable sources for this. And this, I've seen this all over the place. DC's Stargirl has been renewed for a season 2 by CW and will migrate from DC Universe over to become network original series on CW. That's great. I love the Stargirl series. I think it's been amazing. I just feel that ever since the birth of DC Universe, I believe that I'm talking about the streaming service. I believe like there have been so many people that just wanted that thing to fail. I've seen nothing but bash about killing off that network. And I think it's if people would actually take the time and actually subscribe to it, I think they would be very impressed with what they have. Obviously, they make great products because CW is ripping them off. You know, they're the ones that created Stargirl. They're the ones that produced it for the first series. So obviously they're doing a great job enough to go, oh, well, you know, let me steal that and put that over here. They're doing that with Swamp Thing. If nobody's seen the Swamp Thing series, that's going to be moved over to the CW here in the fall, because again, with COVID going on, a lot of the, you know, we all know the productions are just not going on like they usually were. So they're going to take a completed series and drop that into CW. It's a great series. When you guys actually watch it, hopefully people will watch it and go, wow, okay, that's what DC Universe does. You also have Doom Patrol, which just started its second season. And that still is on DC Universe. You can catch that other places. I believe it's HBO. You can catch that. And I believe Teen Titans is, you know, still on there. But Titans is going to be showing up on the HBO Max app as well. But they still started, and their home is this DC Universe. So check that out. I just, it's one of those frustrated things. I was like, man, ever since it came out, I was a fan of it. I thought it was a great product for not just watching DC Universe movies and television series, but the archive of comic books that they have on there are amazing. They go back to the 50s, the 60s. They go back, and I think the furthest or the newest comics they have on there are for like a year ago. So right now is July, and you will find July 2019 comic books going out. And they update them weekly. So next week, whatever came out last year on last, you know, next week's time frame, that's going to drop. And I think it's just some amazing stuff out there. If they do, I don't hope they don't, but if they do sort of merge the HBO Max with DC Universe, I hope they don't lose that comic book library. That is just immense to have in your hand and reading whenever you want. And the nice thing about it, if anybody's ever had Comixology, you have to download and put it on there. With DC Universe, you can read straight from the server for them. You don't have to download anything to your device, which I think is amazing. As long as you have good, strong, you know, internet connection, Wi-Fi, you're good to go. So, but again, I went off track there, sorry, but we do have, it looks like, again, Stargirl will be returning. Great. I can't wait. It's so great on what they're doing on that show, especially reintroducing the Injustice Society and some of those older characters. I know a lot of us are just dying and can't wait to see what happens with Solomon Grundy. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. So make sure you guys do check it out. If you have not, do check out Stargirl. It's a great show, and it's I wasn't sure if I was going to like it, because I was thinking, is it going to be a teen drama kind of thing? But it's doing a great, great job here. Well, next one I have is actually, we have finally got announcement from WB. Again, or CW, sorry, not WB and CW, that we are going to be getting, we do have a cast announcement for the replacement of Ruby Rose and in the Batwoman series, and it looks as though this is going to be, and I do apologize, I'm going to have to learn how to pronounce her name, it's a Javica Leslie. 33-year-old actress, African-American actress. Goodness, she's had quite a few roles under her belt. Always a bridesmaid, Stuck, Carl Weber's The Family Business. She's been around for a while, and it looks like she has been tagged to be the next Batwoman. And I think that's great to see that she will be there for the second season. She will not be replacing or being Kathy Kane or Katie Kane. She will actually be her own character. Ryan Wilder is the name that they're going to be used. And she's described as a likable, messy, a little goofy, untamed. She's going to be nothing like Kate Kane, the woman who wore the bat suit before her. It says that with no one in her life to keep her on track, Ryan spends years as a drug runner, dodging the GCPD, masking her pain with bad habits. Today, Ryan lives in her van and with her plant, and a girl who would steal milk from an alley cat and could also kill with her bare hands. So she seems a little bit more, you know, a little bit more rougher. Almost, I would almost refer to her almost as a Jason Todd version of the Batwoman. I mean, really, if you boil it down, living out on the streets, taking care of herself, she is an out lesbian, athletic, raw, passionate, fallible, and very much not your stereotypical all-American hero. I'm sort of on the fence with this. I mean, I love the fact, I think she'll do a great job. I'm not familiar with her work, but I think the characterization that they're building for her, I think, will be great. It's very cool that they are introducing a new character. They're not color coding or changing the color of a character just to suit, some political thing. They're actually creating a brand new character, which I think is cool. That I like. What I'm kind of iffy on is that they're ignoring the other Batwomen. We do have a legacy to that's out there. So I guess in a way, going on your own and doing an original character can be a little different. I'm kind of on board with that. And it looks as though Ruby Rose is also on board with it. She posted on her Twitter page that, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm so glad Batwoman will be played by an amazing black woman. I want to congratulate her on taking over the Batcape. You are walking into an amazing cast and crew. I can't wait to watch season two. You're going to be amazing. So, I mean, she's gotten her blessing from Ruby Rose to carry on and pick up the cape. And that's always a good thing when somebody does pick up a character from another actor. It's always great to get that nod and that blessing to say, hey, you know what, you'll be okay. And I think that's great. I was really getting to really like Kate Kane and how Ruby Rose is portraying her. And I understand her personal reasons for leaving. Get it. So hopefully we'll get a new and creative one. It sounds like we are again. I think this is very much a Jason Todd type character to bring it into the Bat family. Maybe with this, we'll be introduced to new characters. I just wonder how we're going to explain some of the things that happened, and especially with it ending with a hush. So we shall see. I hope everything goes great with her, and we wish her good luck here from the Heroes Asylum. All right, guys. Well, that is it. That's pretty much a lot of the news that came through. There was a couple that I just don't feel I'm ready to report on because there just seems too much iffy things going on here, some a little bit too political, and we don't want to hit that too heavy here on Heroes Asylum. We try to keep it light, fun. So if anybody here wants to get a hold of us, you can find us on our Facebook page. We're there constantly doing stuff. You know, we want to say thank you guys to our Facebook family and the inmates there. You guys are doing a great job. Just the communication back and forth. Very friendly group of people. We haven't had any issues with anybody. But yeah, it's a great group. We also have our Twitter page and our Instagram page. You guys can go check those out. If you want to know how to get to all of our links, you can either go to our website. Again, I said that earlier. It was heroesasylum.com. You'll see the links to our news links, our Facebook pages, our YouTube page. But also you can also go to a page, streamerlinks.com/heroes_asylum.com. I know that's a mouthful to say, but you can go there and that'll link you to all of our social media and our homepages for our podcasts on all of our other shows. So thank you guys here. We want to thank you again for listening, subscribing, and being following us here on Heroes Asylum. We hope you guys have a great rest of the week. We will see you Monday. And like somebody always says, get to the asylum.